Regarding Angels, December 12, 2011 by Ernie Knoll. Please be aware that part of this dream may not be appropriate for young children. In my dream, I am observing different people involved in various activities such as sleeping, eating, reading, watching television, driving a car, or walking on a sidewalk. I now see the same angel from the Two Cars dream who was my guide on another planet. He tells me that a guardian angel is provided to each person at birth. As we proceed along, I notice that each angel is fully aware of what goes on around the individual who is being guarded. Each angel holds in his right hand what resembles a sword. Some of the swords give off bright light. Others look like glass. In his left hand, each angel holds what looks like a glass shield that displays constantly scrolling information on the inside. The angel and I stop, and he informs me that I need to observe more closely and report details. He takes me to where I see a man watching a sports program on television. I am reminded of what Ellen White was instructed regarding competitive sports and theatrics, and how each must give an account for wasted time and energy. We are also warned of how these adversely affect our walk with God. I now notice the individual's guardian angel. Several dark angels enter the room and try to coerce the man to react to what he is watching in a way that does not give glory to God. These angels engage in physical battle with the man's guardian angel. The angel explains that even though we cannot see them, good and evil angels are involved in physical battles literally because Satan and his angels want to destroy those created in God's image. I am now taken to where I notice a man driving a car. Evil angels try to make him impatient and agitated with the traffic on the road. In an unchristlike manner, the driver now makes the wrong decision to shout and make gestures. Other evil angels battle his guardian angel. Next, I see a driver who becomes careless and does not concentrate on his driving. His guardian angel looks at the inside of his shield as if receiving instructions. He has been standing with the tip of his sword pointed upwards, ready to defend the driver, but now lowers his head and his sword. He no longer attends to the driver. Instantly, the driver is involved in a fatal car accident. The angel states that we seem to have forgotten that we are given an angel to watch over and guide us. If we cease asking for the continued protection of the Father, we will not receive the protection we need. The angel reveals that there is a battle going on for each person, and that Satan and his angels try to destroy all whom they can. Next, I am shown a man who is a great warrior in the fight for God. He battles daily to bring people to Christ. Tired from a day's battle, he goes to bed and quickly falls asleep. His guardian angel stands serving, just as all guardian angels do. Unless instructed by God to stop serving an individual, each angel serves unceasingly. The man's angel now stands with the tip of his sword pointed upwards, ready to defend him. I notice what looks like energy coming from the sword. The angel who has been instructing me now stresses that I am to record his words carefully. He explains that no matter how tired a person is before going to sleep, each should ask that if it is God's will, he will provide protection. Each individual should give thanks for the protection received that day and for the opportunity to rest and sleep. Each one should ask that Satan and his angels not be allowed to cause them harm, give dreams, or in any way affect their mind while sleeping. Each person needs to pray for daily protection. It should not be assumed that one prayer gives a lifetime of protection. The Father desires a daily request. Next, several evil angels enter the man's bedroom and begin fighting his guardian angel. Some go over to the man and hold him down by his legs and ankles. Others hold him down by his shoulders and arms or start beating on his chest. One places his hands around his throat and begins to choke him. The man is now wide awake and knows he is being attacked by evil angels. With a single breath, he utters the words, "Jesus, save me." Instantly, many angels enter the room from the east. Several attack the evil angels who are battling the guardian angel. Quickly and literally, others physically pick up the evil angels by the back of their wings and hurl them through the air toward the west as if they weighed nothing. I hear the sound of their wings fluttering in the air, as if they have no control of where they are headed. They are tumbling end over end. The man immediately falls to his knees to give thanks and ask for protection while he sleeps. The instructing angel turns to me and states again that each should ask for protection from evil angels whose only purpose is to harm and destroy. Hearing my heavenly name, I look behind me and see the herald walk into the room. He says there is much I need to share regarding angels and asks that I go with him. Immediately we are far into outer space. He tells me that he was instructed to show me something in a way that will be understood. He explains that what I see is the darkness of space. We quickly pass many of the planets in our solar system that have been observed through telescopes. We then travel further to many planets that we do not know about. He informs me that there is something I need to see that I have seen before but has not been understood completely. The instructing angel now joins us as we quickly pass many planets that show the marks of sin. I am told that because of sin, there is no life on these planets. In an instant, we go through what appears to be a veil or a wall that only those allowed to can pass through. In the blink of an eye, we travel from darkness into a brightness that no words can describe. As we move further into space, everything I see is illuminated with so much color. The planets are full of life and the great love of the Creator. The herald says that we could continue on forever, because there is no end. I ask if he means that there is no end to the universe. He answers that it is difficult for us as fallen humans to understand, but that the universe is as continuous as the Heavenly Father, and the creations are ever expanding. Now we stop. And all around us is more brightness and extreme color. I turn around to look behind us from where we have come. In the distance, I see a large black area which I know to be a massive expanse. We begin to travel back, and as we get closer, I ask that I not be returned to where we are going. I plead with them to let me stay where the brightness is, so that I will not have to go back into the darkness where the earth exists. The herald says that all need to understand how Jesus freely left his throne to enter into this dark pit where sin abounds, Revelation 9, verse 1. Jesus came to be born as one of us and to die to reclaim each one who is faithful, so that they may dwell where his light abounds. We stop just at the threshold of the dark expanse. Beyond this veil is where Satan and his angels are kept. Because of Jesus, they are bound to this pit and are not allowed to travel freely beyond the veil. As we pass through the veil, all becomes dark. The herald explains that this is where evil exists until the heavenly city comes down and settles on the flat area created by the touch of Christ's foot. He will be crowned King of Kings of the universe. From his throne high above the city, he and the Father will call fire down from heaven, and all that is within the dark veil will be consumed. We have been told that a new heavens and a new earth will be created, Isaiah 65, verse 17, and the righteous will witness it. Instead of a dark pit, the place will be the home of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the angels and the redeemed. There are those who falsely believe that because God is love, he will not destroy or kill. However, who destroyed the earth with a worldwide flood? Many claim that God allowed Satan to do it. That is foolish talk. It is written that even Satan feared for his own life during the great flood. Why would he be afraid if he was the one destroying the earth? God will destroy, and he will make all things new. Sin and sinners will be destroyed by the very hand of the Creator. The herald now shares what happens when someone dies. Some believe they are sent to heaven, where they can watch those who still live on this earth. Others believe they are sent to hell, where they burn forever. We are to know that those who teach this are not teaching truth. The Bible teaches us that when a person dies, he simply sleeps the sleep of death until Christ resurrects him. John 11, verses 11 through 14. Humans do not become spirits or ghosts that float around. A person's spirit is simply the breath of life. Job 27, verse 3, and James 2, verse 26. The breath of those who die returns to the Creator who supplied it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Those who are resurrected will either be called to everlasting life or to be consumed by fire. Those who are consumed will not burn forever. Daniel 12, verse 2. Regarding angels, the herald explains that those who converse with spirits whom they believe to be deceased loved ones are actually seeing evil angels. The dead know nothing, just as a person who sleeps knows nothing. Ecclesiastes 9, verses 5 through 6. Those who see ghosts are seeing evil angels. Those involved in seances, palm reading, or fortune-telling are dealing with evil angels. Those involved directly or indirectly with vampires, werewolves, magic, and witchcraft, such as the Harry Potter, the Twilight series, or something similar, are delving into the evil realm of the occult and are inviting evil angels into their lives and subsequent demonic possession. Those who read or watch things of the occult, in order to warn others about it, can become demon-possessed themselves and not even realize it. This makes it difficult for them to know the difference between good and evil. The Herald also explains that many are deceived regarding aliens or spacecraft visiting the Earth. Yes, aliens do walk this Earth, and they have been doing so ever since they were cast out of heaven to this dark pit. These aliens are nothing more than Satan and his evil angels. This earth is in a pit surrounded by darkness. Satan and his evil angels cannot leave this pit. With the exception of heavenly angels, sinless inhabitants throughout the universe will not come to this dark pit or to this earth, because it is the only place in the universe where sin exists. The spacecrafts that defy the logic of flying are nothing more than creations of evil angels, who are highly intelligent beings. Regarding angels, the Herald shares a message that is important for this time. The last few grains of sand are falling through this earth's hourglass. Satan and his angels know that their time is short. They are doing things that have never been seen before, and they will continue to do this more and more as the very end of this earth approaches. Those who walk closely with God are the ones Satan and his angels will try their hardest to deceive. The Herald tells me that he has been instructed that I am to share a very important message to use as a test with angels. God's word tells us that Satan will try to deceive the very elect. Matthew 24, verse 24. God's people are to know that they must be on their guard. We have been instructed to ask for protection each day and each night. We should not only ask for physical protection, but for spiritual protection as well. The Herald instructs that I am to share once again what I was shown in another dream. He says to notice what I did to test an angel. This is a very important test. The Herald raises his left hand and points to what appears on a screen. I see from an observer's viewpoint the beginning of my dream in his time. Looking up at the blue, pristine sky, I notice several beautiful white clouds float by. I am in silent prayer when I notice the sky roll apart like a scroll and several angels slowly descend. I lay my books down, stand up, and watch the angels land. Some of them I recall from other dreams. The one angel who stands in front of the rest is a little taller and more noble-looking. I recognize him to be the Herald. He and the angels come and stand in front of me. He smiles at me, but before he can speak, I say aloud in a clear voice, "In the name of Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for all that will believe in him and have everlasting life, I command you to not say a word but depart and never return to me." And to the accompanying angels I say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for all that will believe in him and have everlasting life, I command you to not say a word but depart and never return to me." The Herald speaks and says, "The name of the one in whom you command me to leave is the name of the one who has sent me. I cannot leave as he, my Lord, my Master, Michael, the one who all should call out his name, Jesus Christ, has sent us." The Herald states that this part of the dream uses biblical instruction for all to follow when encountering angels in any form, whether good or evil. Notice the most important words spoken here: "In the name of Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for all that will believe in him and have everlasting life, I command you to not say a word, but depart and never return to me." As a believer in Jesus Christ, proclaiming his name, and the blood that he shed is the key to what must be spoken. An angel sent from the Father will not leave, because it is through Jesus that he has been sent. Additionally, prayers to the Heavenly Father are to be prayed in the name of Jesus. Regarding angels, the herald emphasizes that we are to be aware that evil angels will appear to those who walk closest to the Father. Evil angels will also appear to those who walk the furthest from the Father. These angels will appear as bright beings or apparitions, some stating they are from heaven. They may appear in a way to cause amazement. It is important that all remember this instruction. Most importantly, do not converse with these entities. Ignore all conversation they may want to have. As instructed above, state clearly in the name of Jesus Christ and through his blood that the entity leave. Regarding evil angels, it may be necessary at times to repeat the command until it departs. Know that the Heavenly Father has ultimate control and authority over all angels. If an angel appears to you and you claim the name of Jesus, an angel that God has not sent will be forced to leave you. If necessary, many angels will be sent from heaven to physically remove the angels that should not be there. The spoken name of Jesus Christ has a power that is not understood. Angels tremble at the mention of his wonderful name. The herald tells me that this is why his name is not important. It is why the name that should be on the lips of all is the holy name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. It is the most beautiful name spoken throughout the universe. Yet many on this earth use that most sacred name in vain as a common word in everyday conversations. In contrast, holy angels and sinless beings throughout the universe reverence the most holy name of Jesus Christ. I am shown that angels were created to serve. When we pray for angels, and the Father commands them to come to our aid, they willingly come without question. I am also shown that many will have dreams or visions, while others will claim to have dreams or visions. Are the latter merely subconscious thoughts being claimed as dreams or visions from God? Many will claim they have received impressions from God. However, are the impressions simply feelings or the product of personal beliefs? To be sure of their validity, it is important to remember that all instructions must be carefully compared against God's word in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. This will prevent the sharing of misinformation. Some individuals have shared their dreams and impressions with me and have stated what they were instructed to do. I then receive dreams instructing those individuals that what they have stated is not true, but simply the result of their own desire to receive dreams and impressions from God. There are some who claim they suffer from sweating, chills, pain, or other ailments because they have sinned, when they are actually caused by medication or a poor lifestyle. If a person sins, it is the Holy Spirit who impresses regarding sin. The herald reveals that as holy angels serve mankind, it is with great interest that they guard, record, battle, protect, and guide. Some serve as messengers. Guardian angels depart from those individuals who grieve away the Holy Spirit, because that grievous sin can never be forgiven. Those individuals walk the rest of their lives without a guardian angel. Regarding angels, I am reminded how in December each year, thoughts are turned to the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Even though we are not told the date, his birth is a wonderful event to remember. This blessed event is spoken of by God's messenger, Ellen White, in these words of invitation to all. I entreat you, my brethren and sisters, to make this coming Christmas a blessing to yourselves and others. The birth of Jesus was unhallowed by the great men of earth. He was the majesty of heaven, yet this royal subject had no attendance. His birth was unhonored by the very men he came to our world to save. But his advent was celebrated by the heavenly host. Angels of God, in the appearance of a star, conducted the wise men on their mission in search of Jesus. They came with gifts and costly offerings of frankincense and myrrh to pay their oblation to the infant king foretold in prophecy. They followed the brilliant messengers with assurance and great joy. The angels passed by the school of the prophets, the palaces of kings, and appeared to the humble shepherds, guarding their flocks by night upon Bethlehem's plains. One angel first appeared, clothed with the panoply of heaven, And so surprised and so terrified were the shepherds that they could only gaze upon the wondrous glory of the heavenly visitant with unutterable amazement. The angel of the Lord came to them and said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." No sooner had their eyes become accustomed to the glorious presence of the one angel, than lo, the whole plain was lighted up with the wondrous glory of the multitude of angels that peopled the plains of Bethlehem. The angel quieted the fears of the shepherds before opening their eyes to behold the multitude of the heavenly host, all praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Then was the melody of heaven heard by mortal ears, and the heavenly choir swept back to heaven as they closed their ever memorable anthem. The light faded away, and the shadows of the night once more fell on the hills and plains of Bethlehem. But there remained in the hearts of the shepherds the brightest picture mortal man had ever looked upon, and the blessed promise and assurance of the advent to our world of the Savior of men, which filled their hearts with joy and gladness, mingled with faith and wondrous love to God. In simple trust, the shepherds hastened to follow the direction of the heavenly messengers, to find the royal babe, not in a palace, not in even a common inn, but in a stable. They bowed in reverence to the infant king, committing no idolatry. The Review and Herald, December 9, 1884. From those words we notice that heavenly angels passed by kings, rulers, and other important dignitaries, and came to the simple, humble shepherds. They did not mention their names or who they were, but only why they were there. They spoke of the only name they desired to speak of, the wonderful name of Jesus. They spoke of the Savior of all mankind. They spoke of the King who walked the courts of heaven, but now was born to man a brother. The Herald tells me that angels are here to serve, but all should be aware that Satan and his angels will do all to deceive even those who walk and work closest to God. The Herald now reveals how the For My People ministry that is directed by God has witnessed the gold coins coming down from heaven. Almost 2 years ago, I was given a private dream regarding the funding. It has now been fulfilled. The funding has been provided for the needed equipment to travel and share the messages I have been shown. We are to prepare the messages to be presented, because God will soon direct when Becky and I are to begin traveling. I will be instructed when to place our speaking schedule on the For My People ministry website. When the call is given to depart, we are to depart immediately. Many are waiting to hear God's messages. I am told that few have received dreams from God with instructions of how to give to the For My People ministry. Those who have heard God's voice instructing them to give much have given much to equip a soldier for war. A soldier is not expected to go to battle without the proper equipment. Each is to know that as the new year begins, what is written in Joel 2:28 and Acts 2:17 will be fulfilled with great intensity. Many will receive dreams or visions. After the required testing, the source of dreams or visions will be made clear. Many will simply hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to them. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 20. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 19 through 21. Many will be asked to help fund the For My People ministry as evidences of the ministry's fruits are made plain. Many who receive dreams or visions will be instructed regarding how they are to give. The For My People ministry has many soldiers ready to battle. The new year holds great changes and great evidences of God's divine guidance. Many will wake with instructions from a dream. Some will be asked to give of their funds. The young will receive instructions through visions. Many will receive instructions through the Holy Spirit. Others will be asked to make a bold statement regarding the ongoing apostasy and spiritualism. With valid data, others will point out the true nature of many in the Seventh-day Adventist organization, such as those who stand behind pulpits or work in conference offices, including those at the General Conference. There will be leaders shown to be spies sent from the Catholic Church to infiltrate God's chosen church. They will be shown to be Jesuits, placed to misguide Seventh-day Adventists, we have been shown how evil angels will come in human form. Remember that God's church will not fall. It will survive the great shaking that is about to occur. The Christian's battle is at hand. Let each soldier prepare to fight against the beaten enemy. Let those who hear pastors denounce these dreams sent from God ask that their claims be clarified and backed up with proof from the Bible and spirit of prophecy as to why these dreams are not from God. If the pastors cannot do this, let all proclaim in a unified voice as God's church that the pastors blaspheme against God's word. Let the pastors humble themselves before the Lord. The herald looks at me and says that there is evidence in heaven, and it is recorded, that I never claimed the dreams that have been posted are not of God. Those who make this statement do not understand the truth. To set the record straight, during the confusion when the first ministry was being shut down, Becky sent out emails stating that the posted dreams were not from God. She signed the emails with my name as well as her own. Let those who have questions come to the For My People ministry meetings to obtain answers. Let no one be deceived. Ask for clarity, because he who sits on the throne seeks for truth. As earnest, I am required at the Father's command to speak and share only the truth. The herald informs me that unseen angels of God stand guarding, watching, and waiting to do God's bidding. Yet we must remember that not all angels serve the Heavenly Father. All angels who make their appearance must be tested by God's word and subjected to the command to depart in the name and shed blood of Jesus. The world is on the precipice of things unseen. Be prepared to test all apparitions. Now the herald instructs me to prepare this message and share it. He tells me to realize that, as a new year begins, events will occur to try the very heart of man. The Father waits for prayers spoken in the name of Jesus. Things that happen will need to happen. This diseased world of sin needs to cease. Ask constantly for protection. Speak with reverence the most wonderful name, Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the love of the love of the love.